Facebook has been under fire since publishing its white paper on its coin Libra last month, and we've seen lawmakers, regulators and finance ministers worldwide calling on the company to suspend development until questions about the project are answered. Joining me to make sense of all things playing out in the cryptocurrency space at this point is CEO of OVAX, Jonathan Ovadia. Thank you so much for your time, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about cryptocurrencies. I mean, their performance first half of this year, how would you describe it?
So cryptocurrencies have performed incredibly well in the first half of this year. Bitcoin is up, I think, like 200%. The one that hasn't performed so well is Ripple, which is actually down a bit. But everything else generally is up quite a lot.
And to what do we attribute the performance of Bitcoin?
Quite a few things. So I'd say Facebook's entrance into the market really legitimizes it amongst institutions.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about institutions coming on board. There hasn't been such a big increase in retail volume. Mm-hmm. So that signals that the institutions are definitely starting to buy Bitcoin.
Okay. So talking about Facebook's Libra, I mean, some of the criticism has been that Facebook hasn't been able to manage people's privacy data. How are they going to be able to manage people's money and that kind of stuff? Your thoughts on Libra?
Yeah, exactly. That's a big concern that people are having. But I think the way Facebook are structuring the governance of Libra, where they're putting together 100 different companies, takes away the control from them. It's also going to be, it's not necessarily an open blockchain, but the data won't be held exclusively by Facebook.
All right, so you might have to define that a little bit for some of our viewers when you say it's not exactly an open blockchain.
Sure. So Bitcoin and Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies, all the transactions are completely open. Anyone in the world can go look at an address, see the balance, see the transaction history.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure about Facebook's implementation, but I know it's not going to be like that.
And regulators, I mean, in the beginning, probably say last year, you had the IMF even talking about cryptocurrency, saying that, well, you know, we need to wait and see how it plays out. There's been a lot of pushback, but then you find some sort of wanting to roll out their own. JP Morgan has its own version of a cryptocurrency. Are you starting to see that regulators are starting to be a little bit more relaxed on the issue, or is it a sense of cryptocurrencies aren't quite a threat yet to financial markets, so that's probably why everybody's a little bit relaxed about it?
Yeah, definitely. So the South African Reserve Bank put out a report earlier this year, a consultation report. And they said explicitly that they don't see cryptocurrencies as a threat, at least not until it reaches a market cap of $1 trillion. It's about $330 billion right now, so it's a long way off. So I think regulators are approaching it cautiously, but they're not threatened by it as of yet.
The one thing that catches my attention is what is called stablecoins. They seem to be also picking up some popularity. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think stablecoins are a really interesting segment of cryptocurrency. I believe that stablecoins will be as big as the smartphone. There will be a few big players, like you have Apple, you have Google, pretty much two dominant players. I think stablecoins will be something similar to that. Facebook, obviously, is the first tech giant to enter the space. And I believe that, yeah, definitely everyone will transact using a stablecoin most likely in the future.
So some people are saying that the reason Bitcoin is probably performing the way it is that some are anticipating a supply shock sometime in 2020 due to the fact that the cost of mining the stuff is just exorbitant and it continues to rise. Is that also one of the factors that you're looking at as well as to the way it performs?
Yeah, absolutely. So every so often there's something called a halving event. And what happens is the amount of Bitcoin that miners receive halves.
Okay.
And that should happen around first quarter of next year. So the supply, the new supply of Bitcoin will halve.
Right.
That should obviously decrease supply and the price will go up. A lot of people are anticipating that. I think that could also be why the price is going up.
So we spoke about regulators who are coming down quite hard on, I suppose, cryptocurrencies, which would probably explain why they had such a not a really good performance last year. The other big issue that probably dominates headlines is the high-profile hacking, where your bitcoins or whatever cryptocurrency may not necessarily be safe. How are you assessing that situation, and does that worry you as well?
Yeah, so that's a very obviously a very hot topic. So at OVAX, what we do is we keep 100% of our cryptocurrency offline, which means that no one could hack our system and steal cryptocurrencies in that way. We also make use of multi-sig wallets, which means that every withdrawal needs to be signed by one of our users and a partner at OVAX. So it's slightly less convenient. It means when users make a withdrawal, it doesn't happen immediately. Withdrawals are processed twice a day. But it does mean that you can rest assured that your cryptocurrency is safe. We also partner with one of the biggest crypto custodians in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how we approach that.
All right. So second half of this year, what are you expecting in that crypto space, Bitcoin, or even some of the new ones that are popping up everywhere?
So the second half of this year, I think we'll probably see a lot more coming from Bitcoin. I don't think there's going to be significant price action on the other coins, but it's hard to tell. Everyone in the crypto community is expecting the altcoins, which are the other cryptocurrencies, besides for Bitcoin, to have significant price action.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really know.
Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. Let's leave it there. That is the CEO of OVEX, Jonathan Ovadia.